Can anybody hear me? Oh, rats, I'm going to have to keep it straight then. Good morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sunday mornings. For the benefit of those who have found us on their radio at FM 96.9 in San Antonio, we are physically located at 4071 North Foster Road. For anyone looking for a new church home or just one to visit, come worship with us any Sunday morning at 10:30. Everyone is welcome. The scripture selected for our invocation this morning is Psalm 111, as printed in the New King James Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. Praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, studied by all who have pleasure in them. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He has given food to those who fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He has declared to his people the power of his works in giving them the heritage of the nations. The works of his hands are verity and justice. All his precepts are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He has sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, my goodness. Look at you. Here you are again, Sunday morning. You got that look on your face like, what's going to happen now? What are we in for today? Well, I tell you something this morning, dear one. We're in for a treat because you know what? The Lord is in the blessing business. Amen?
Amen.
And guess what? He wants to bless you. He wants to bless all of you. But first, he wants us to turn our attention to worship him. And one of the ways that we can worship the Lord, let us go to our Lord in prayer. If he would you please stand up with me, please? Would you please stand? Get you out of your comfort zone early this morning, all right? We give thanks to you, gracious and merciful Heavenly Father. We thank you for the love that you've shown us. We thank you for the patience that you've shown us. We thank you for the encouragement that you've given us to keep going, even though when things seem like they're hard and we can't go any further. We ask for your mercy. We ask for your grace this morning, Lord, as we worship you, and help us to worship you in spirit and in truth. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, while you're up, look around at each other and wave at each other and acknowledge it. Amen. There you go. Amen. Amen. All right, Randy, what's next? You may be seated.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Our prayer today comes from Joshua 24:14-15, leads us to pray for salvation. We pray that we would draw people to yourself, to repentance, to serve you, to find life in worshiping you. Please make it be so. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning.
Morning.
All right, so Pastor Ted's given us so many great messages over the weeks, and last week, a couple of weeks ago, he was telling us about how good it is to get out and spread the love of Jesus with others. Well, I got you, babe. I'm going to be like Sonny and Cher. All right. So, anyway, we are here to talk about birthdays, and we have a lot for this week. On the 19th, we have three birthdays. We have Susan Fowler, Tyler Dixon, and Michael Coleman. On the 20th, we have Ruth Mendez and Janice Walker. On the 24th, Don Dennis. And on the 25th, Virginia Molinoff. All right. Let's sing everybody happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy
Joe.
Birthday to you.
You need these doors open?
Happy birthday, God bless
okay.
you. Happy birthday
yeah.
to you.
All right. Okay.
And many more.
Okay.
Okay, so I have one announcement before Ted comes back and gives the rest of these announcements. But there's no council meeting after church today. That got canceled, so y'all won't have to stay after for that. And then Ted had other things. We're going to talk about the blood drive. And anybody else want to talk about that?
It may not be. Yeah, it may not be. Tom's been a little sick lately, so...
Okay. Well, I know that they're still trying to get people for the blood drive. I don't know when the... there. Okay.
Stand up and bless the Lord.
Please be seated.
Please join me in prayer for our offering. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for all of the good things that you have given to us. And Lord, we are about to return to you a portion of what we have received from you. And we ask, Lord, that you bless this offering to your use in this place and wherever else you have need of it. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This week's scripture is Joshua 24, verse 15. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the God your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. This is the word of the Lord for the people of God.
Thank you.
amazing how people look out for you. First of all, the prayers that were lifted up for me, I could feel those, and I think they had much to do with the healing. And I am blessed with my church family. Let's go to God in prayer now. Heavenly Father, we come to the time where we hear your word proclaimed. We ask, Lord, that you give your spirit to Pastor Ted. Give him strength. Give him courage as he delivers your word. And open our hearts and our minds so that in the hearing of the word, we are moved. So moved that when we leave this place, that we spread your word to the world. In Christ's name, amen. I asked to do this, and while we're waiting for the children, I'd like to tell you a little bit about my experience. I do not believe for even an instant that God caused me to fall. But I do believe that God used me during the time that I was at the hospital. As you may know, BAMSI is a teaching hospital. So I was seen by many doctors, nurses, medics, and was even visited by a couple of medical students. And all of them were quite interested in my background and everything else. And at one point, I ran across a doctor that was with a medical student, and he, as I was explaining, being a teacher and sometimes hard to get lessons across, and he looked up and said, "You know, there was a teacher about 2,000 years ago that also had trouble getting lessons across." So I knew I was ministered to by good Christians. And I had a chance to talk at length with a couple of the medical students there and share some of my background. Even had one of them mention to me that she thought that the way I was handling things was awesome. And somewhere, I don't know who it was, but someone needed to hear my story, needed to see my spirit. God used me to touch someone. I don't know who it was, and it doesn't matter, but I was there. Thank you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm sorry.
Good morning. I am just doing wonderful this morning. I hope you are too. And I'm so blessed. We're all so blessed. Amen. We're blessed because we serve a Savior that loves us very much. Our title this morning is for our sermon is Who Will You Serve? Who shall we serve? Who shall we serve? And this title or this message is coming in response to something that we have all had a chance to do as United Methodist members of United Methodist Church. At one time when we joined this church, we gave a vow. We gave a vow to the Lord, and we said that we would faithfully participate in its ministries, the ministries of this church, of the kingdom of God, by our prayers, by our presence, by our gifts, our service, and our witness. And this morning, I want to talk to you about just one particular part of that particular vow, and that is our presence. Our presence. Now, when you think about our presence, you think about coming to church, and that's good because you should. You should. The Lord wants us to support the ministry by our presence in His house, by going to church, by participating in the ministries of the church, Bible study, Sunday school, and the other things that we have going in our church. But you know what, folks? It goes even deeper than that. It goes even deeper than that. Our presence just doesn't mean here in this church, but it also means out beyond the walls of this church. The Lord wants us to recognize or be in His presence by the way we act and the way we get with people in our community. He wants us to show our presence with Him. And I tell you something, folks, it's all about choices. The more I looked at that, I couldn't help but think it's all about choices. It's a choice that we have to make. And you know what, folks? Choices can determine your choice of eternal security or eternal damnation. So choices are very important. So I want to just give you an example of a choice that we used to get when I was a young sailor in the Navy. We all went to choose our rate, and they always told us, there was an old saying that says, you choose your rate, you choose your fate. And a lot of guys, sometimes they choose things that they didn't want. But in those days, what you chose, you were stuck with it. Amen? Well, you can't say amen because you don't know anything about that, all right? But the choices that you make, you gotta stick with them. Here we see the Israelites. The Israelites, the children of God, they are at the river. Joshua is their leader. They had been wandering and they had been fighting. The Lord had been fighting for them all the way through this. Moses had died, and now they were at this particular point at a place called Shechem. And here Joshua asked them this question. He says, who shall you serve? And let me read that scripture again to make my point. This is Joshua 24 and 15. And if you have your Bibles, please turn there with me, or it is also in your bulletin. Joshua 24, 15. Listen for God's word. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. And Joshua ends it by saying, but as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. And let me just read verse 16 and show you how the people responded. They said, the people answered, far be it from us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods. You see, these folks, they had a problem that we have today. They were going out serving other. They were putting other gods and other things in front of serving the Lord. And the Lord gets very displeased when they did that. You see, you know, so now I want to tell you something this morning. We are here in this place because of our loving God. His infinite wisdom and His grace has called us together to hear His word, to seek His truth, and to be enlightened, encouraged, and empowered. Here we're going to learn how we might serve the Lord with our presence. So we're going to turn our attention to this particular scripture, and we're going to find out what Joshua meant and what he's saying and what this means to us as well. You see, so these very words that he spoke, they are as relevant and compelling today as they were thousands of years ago. You see, they're calling us to make a decision, to take a stand, to choose from whom we will serve. They challenge us to choose Christ over culture, to make a commitment to our Creator and to consider the consequences of serving other gods or putting other things in front of the God. So we're going to be talking about that we should choose God over man every day. God over the culture every day. Now, we live in a world today that we are just bombarded with just a myriad of different voices and advertisements. Everything, everybody wants our attention. They all claim to have the answers to all of life's most pressing questions. You know, they come from all kinds of sources, our peers, celebrities, the media, social media, you know, and even our own inner selves. You see, they often present a worldview that is vastly different from the one presented in the Bible. And we call this worldview the culture. It's known as the culture. And this culture can be very enticing. It can be very appealing. And it could be, it seems like it's harmless. Yet it could be truly deceptive. Be careful. It could be leading us away from the truth of God's word and into a life of compromise and spiritual mediocrity. The culture itself, in its simplest form, is just a set of beliefs, values, and practices that all of us hold. It shapes our thoughts, influences our decisions, and it guides our actions. And while this culture be a good force, it could be good, it can also be a powerful force for evil. You see, when culture aligns with the truth of God's word, when it's in God's word, it can be a tool for promoting righteousness. It can be a tool for promoting justice and love. However, when culture contradicts the truth of God's word, it can be a tool for promoting sin, injustice, and hatred. The Bible tells us in Romans 12:2 that and it warns us against conforming to the culture. It says, do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And this transformation, it renews our minds. And that's a process that begins when we consciously choose to follow Christ. And we continue as we grow in our relationship with Him. As you go through this Christian journey, as you go through your life, as you serve the Lord, as you go about doing whatever you do during the day, you have to make certain choices every day. Something, some kind of choice you're going to have to make. And the choice that the Lord wants us to make, He wants us to choose Him. He wants us to choose Him over everything else. He wants us to put Him first. And the problem we have sometimes, we have a tendency to look at things that are not biblical, that are not scriptural, and we tend to choose the culture over the Lord. But here at Shechem, Joshua is telling his people, look, you know, what you did and what your ancestors did long ago, the Lord was not pleased with that. You know, what you got into serving to those gods, the Lord punished you heavily for that. Now, you're at the point now that you must make a choice. You must choose whom you will serve. And I can't help but tell you this morning, folks, that rings out just loud in my voice. Who will we serve this morning? Who will we turn our attention to? Will it be the culture or will it be the Lord? I would submit to you this morning that we will choose God. We will choose God. We will serve Him. And I don't know about you, but I can tell you about me and Tessie. We choose to serve the Lord. And I hope and pray that that would be your choice. Why are we choosing to serve the Lord? Because we have found out in this Christian journey that nothing else works. Amen? None of this other stuff that these folks are telling us works. All these self-help books, they're good, I guess. But what really helps is faith and trust in the Lord. Faith and trust in Him. That's what really helped. You see, in order to choose this, we have to make a commitment to the Lord. We have to make a commitment. We have to say, yes, Lord, I am going to do this. When you made those vows to become a member of the United Methodist Church, you made those vows and you said you would support this church with your prayers, your presence, your gifts, and your service. And guess what, folks? Somebody heard you say that. Amen? That was the Almighty. He heard that. And he's going to hold you to those vows. He's going to want us to serve him with our presence. He wants us to come to church, and he wants us to be a part of his kingdom. You see, the kingdom of God is worldwide. We're just in a small corner here at 4071 North Foster Road. But we still have to serve the Lord. We still have to give him our very best. We still have to give him all that our first. Everything that we do, we give the Lord our very best. I would challenge you today to make sure that you're making the right choice. Make sure that you're choosing Jesus. There's an old song that says goes something like this. It says, "My anchor, make sure that the anchor that you have, make sure that anchor is Jesus. Make sure that anchor is holding, and that anchor is a solid rock." Don't ever think that the Lord doesn't hear your vows or your promises, because he does. He hears every word of them. He hears what you tell him. He hears the songs that you sing, and he hears the promises that are in those songs. Choose today, dear one. Choose the Lord to serve. Do as Joshua told his people, to choose him. Here's what happens when you choose the Lord. You get to walk in the light. You get to walk in the light. Sometimes you may not be able to see where you're going, but that light will light up your way. It will show you which way you ought to go. You get the relationship with our Lord when you choose him. And a relationship with Jesus is everything. Everything. Everything for the believer. Everything. Because without him, we have nothing. Jesus said, "You must abide in me, and without me, you have nothing." So this morning, if you're discouraged, I want you to choose the Lord. If you're downtrodden, I want you to choose God. If you don't know which way to go, I want you to choose God. If you don't know what about your relationships, you don't know about your how am I going to treat people or what to do, always choose God. Go to his word. Go to him in prayer and say, "Lord, I choose you, and I want to walk with you." And as I close this morning, I want you to understand this. When you choose the Lord, when you choose it, there's going to be some problems. And when I say problems, it's not going to be easy. Everybody's not going to like you. You're going to have some folks that's going to throw rocks at you. But you know what, folks? The choice you made choosing the Lord has eternal consequences. Eternal consequences. You choose Jesus, the Lord blesses you. You have an eternal home. You choose the other way, then the only thing that's left is eternal damnation. So I challenge you this morning, serve the Lord and honor him with your presence. Serve the Lord and honor him and show him that you mean business. You know what, folks? I've come to the conclusion that it's time to quit playing church. Amen? Sometimes we can get so deep in the method, we end up playing church. Let's not play church. Let's be real about this with the Lord. Let's choose him and his way. And let's show the Lord that, yes, Lord, we're choosing you, and we will follow you everywhere that you want us to go. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. Lord, as we choose, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. We need you. We can't do it by ourselves. Lord, help us to follow you. And Lord, we know that the promises that you have are true. And you promised, you said you'd be with us every step of the way. We thank you for that, Lord. We ask this in your precious name. Amen. Would you please stand with me, please? Someone has a choice to make this morning. The Lord may be speaking to your heart this morning. Something may be on your mind. He may have been telling you something that you need to do. He wants you to make a choice to do it. Someone here may have something going on in their lives that they don't know which way to go. This would be a good time to get things right with the Lord. This would be a good thing to come to the altar and say, "Yes, Lord, I choose you." Some may even have to choose salvation. I don't know. I don't know your heart. I don't know what's going on, but I can tell you Jesus does. I have no heaven or hell to put you in, so you don't have to please me. The one that you need to please is the Lord. The altar is open for all who wish to come.
Take time to be holy.
Take time to be holy. Speak up with the Lord.
Good morning again. Well, we all constantly have things that just pop up in front of us and influence our thought patterns. And when I looked at our bulletin this morning and I saw hymn 395, that goes back a long ways with me. Speak oft with the Lord. But anyway, next Sunday, I have the microphone, and hopefully I'll have something decent to say, but I will pray between now and then especially, and among other things, whom shall we serve? I get the one of gifts. Ted has done prayers and presents. I get to do gifts. And I'm not sure who's going to do the rest. And that's okay. It doesn't matter. When there's something to be said, God will find a person to say it. Hopefully it'll be someone that can speak the language of the locals too. But anyway, it's a real joy this morning that Tom's with us. I know that he's struggling. I understand that he's struggling much more than I am. But I pray for him constantly that he get through all of the troubles. And please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And as we leave here today, let us go carefully. Watch out for the traffic. It can always be dangerous. And let us remember those less fortunate than ourselves. And continue to pray for those who are homebound or ailing in any way. And it is a joy, a privilege, to be able to go and visit Hector and Homer. And I didn't go and see Homer for a long period of time, because when I first came here and said I wanted to visit people, Homer was top of the list. But then he was Sunday school teacher. Then, well, pick and choose. Well, now God has chosen for us because Homer's homebound. And such a joy to go and visit him and Hector. And I know there are others that I would love to have time to go and visit. But as John said earlier today, I have my priorities going in a different... He didn't say it exactly like that. But my first priority is my home, my wife, and we're working on that. But for this and for all others, let us remember the gifts that God has given us, that we're able to get up and go where we want to be. You know, some of us can't. But for the end of today and from now on, may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Would you stand for our closing hymn? God be with you till we meet again. God be with you till we meet again. By his counsel, God uphold you. With his seat securely fold you. God be with you till we meet again. Till we meet, till we meet, till we meet at Jesus' feet. Till we meet, till we meet, God be with you till we meet again. God be with you till we meet again. Neath his wings securely hide you. Daily manna still provide you. God be with you till we meet again. Till we meet, till we meet, till we meet at Jesus' feet. Till we meet, till we meet, God be with you till we meet again. God be with you till we meet again. When life's perils that confound you, put his arms unbearing round. God be with you till we meet again. Till we meet, till we meet, till we meet at Jesus' feet. Till we meet, till we meet, God be with you till we meet again.